Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lisa Lai of Investor Relations Department of China Telecom. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you all to our presentation of 2010 annual results. This presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous English interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A session. Please be reminded to switch your mobile phone to silent mode during the presentation. First of all, may I introduce the management of our company? Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Xiang Bing, President and COO. Madam Wu Andy, Executive Vice President and CFO. Mr. Yang Xiaowei, Executive Vice President. Thank you for coming, and we hope you found this presentation informative. I will now invite Mr. Wang Xiaochu to give you an overview of the company's performance in 2010.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very pleased to meet you all, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you the company's performance for 2010. Today's presentation will be divided into three sections. First of all, I will introduce the overall performance. This will be followed by Mr. Xiang and Madam Wu, who will present our business review and financial performance respectively. In 2010, the company achieved impressive results featuring in the following aspects. First, rapid expansion in high-growth business like mobile and broadband services. Second, effective integrated operation driving remarkable earnings recovery. Third, continual efforts in transformation and innovation driving growing momentum and robust development. In 2010, excluding upfront connection fees, operating revenue were 219.4 billion, increased 5.4%. EBITDA increased by 7.7% to 88.5 billion. EBITDA margin was 40.3%. Net profit gradually bottomed out from 2009. 2010 net profit was 15.3 billion, increase of 15%. Free cash flow remained strong at 27.1 billion. For subscriber scale, by the end of 2010, total mobile subscriber was 90.52 million and grew by 61.4% compared to 2009, of which 3G subscriber grew more than double to 12.29 million. Broadband subscribers increased to 63.48 million, up by 18.7%. Total access line in service was 175 million. The statistics showing that year 2010 is both the year having most outstanding performance since commencement of full service operation, and also the year achieved most remarkable results since transformation. 2010 operating revenue has increased by 11.1 billion. Key growth driver was rapid growing mobile service, which added 18.3 billion and driving the total revenue growth by 8.8 percentage points. The wireline data revenue, mainly broadband service, increased 8.7 billion, driving the total revenue growth by 4.2 percentage points. The rapid scale development in mobile and wireline broadband alleviate the risk of PAS business and offset the downward trend in the traditional wireline voice service, enhancing the overall development of the company. Driven by the sustained transformation and full-year service operation in recent years, the business structure was further optimized and experienced a breakthrough in 2010. And a new development stage primarily emerged. The features are three ups and one down. Three ups refer to the rapid growth in mobile voice, mobile data, and wireline data, mainly broadband, accounting for 13.2%, 11.4%, and 46.9% of the total revenue respectively, raising total revenue by 3.6, 3.9, and 1.7 percentage points. The strategic growing business accounted for 71.5% of total revenue. Wandang represents the wireline voice service, accounted for 28.5% of total revenue. PS revenue accounted for 2.1% of total revenue. With gradual migration of PS service in 2011, the risk of wireline business will be reduced. The business structure was optimized as a result of our continual efforts in many years will lay a solid foundation for sustainable development of the company. We seized the opportunities in 2010 to rapidly expand our mobile service. The mobile subscribers total 90.52 million with a net addition of 34.43 million. Market share increased to 10.8%, up by 6.3 percentage points at the end of 2008. 3G subscriber was 8.22 million, reaching a total of 12.29 million, accounting for 30.6% of total mobile the mobile service revenue was 47.7 billion, an increase of 59.1%. Mobile ARPU was 54.2. The fast growth in mobile service was attributed to our network competence and the leading position of our 3G brand e-serving. We focus on industry-specific application and youngsters and strengthening research and promotion of differentiated products to stimulate more data traffic. On terminal side, we vigorize the industry value chain and launch a number of popular star 3G smartphones. In 2011, we will bring in more internet apps and industry-specific applications to promote scale development of mobile subscriber base. By focusing on smart terminals and expansion in open channels to ensure continuing growth momentum of mobile service. As the capacity expansion and transformation in mobile network has been substantially completed, we are discussing CapEx now. We are going to acquire the mobile network from Parentcom. The Parentcom will reduce the investment in mobile network to 23 billion. The future's capital spending will be mainly used in mobile network optimization, improving indoor coverage and 3G capacity expansion. In 2010, the CapEx was 43 billion. The CapEx budget is expected to increase to 50 billion in 2011. Our main investment is in Broadband China Fiber Cities project. This I already introduced in late last year. This is mainly used in the fiber rollout. Our aim is to have 20 meg plus bandwidth access capacity across cities in China in 2013 to enable users to enjoy high value and differentiated broadband experience, which further strengthen our leading position in the wireless broadband service. In 2010, the broadband development will focus on two areas. One is 20 meg bandwidth network capacity in cities areas exceeds 70%. Increase from 50%. Second is new addition of broadband subscribers, about 12 million. For distribution of final dividend, the company considers two factors. One is the company's capital need for long-term development, and the other is return to shareholders. The board of directors consider that it is suitable for the company to acquire mobile network from parent company. One-off acquisition. From the assets of parent company to list the company. And now we need to accumulate capital for the planned acquisition. To this end, we will recommend at the AGM a dividend of HK$0.085 per share. When profit increase in future, the company will further consider to increase the dividend after the planned acquisition. Significant changes are underway in the communication industry. With the advent of mobile internet era, followed by growing of cloud computing service and increased demand of informatization, we will witness the explosive demand for network bandwidth, which is both an opportunity and a challenge for us. In the past, it is the one-way traffic. Now, it is turning to a two-way traffic. We will plan ahead to build and deploy the new evolving network of wireline broadband plus 3G plus Wi-Fi. Improve the overall planning, R&D, coordination in the emerging internet service, and the operational management of new products. We will expand our cooperation and improve our capabilities in the terminals, sales, and integrated services. We believe the company's superior strength and sustained innovation, we are able to seize the opportunity to achieve scale development of wireline and wireless integration. The last slide. In our continuous transformation, we will further implement our customer-focused innovative informatization strategy and operate in line with our positioning as the leader of intelligence pipeline, the provider of integrated platforms, and a participant of content and application developments. We will strive to generate more values for shareholders and customers. Next, may I invite Mr. Xiang Bin to introduce the business performance in 2010. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now introduce the company's business performance for 2010. This slide shows the company's revenue breakdown and the change. Just now, Chairman Wang has briefed you over developments of mobile service. Now I elaborate it further. In 2010, the company's mobile service was growing both in scale and quality. Apart from rapid growth in mobile voice service, the mobile data service also achieved significant breakthrough. The mobile data revenue was 18.8 billion, increased by 88.6%. The sound development of mobile data service was benefited from our rich portfolio of mobile internet products and industry-specific applications, which were well received by the markets. The service like e-serving video, mobile bestong, were growing rapidly. The industry-specific applications like government affairs supervision, traffic and logistics, e-serving RFID and digital hospital were growing rapidly. In future, we will speed up the launching of new products and new applications and improve the penetration rate and popularity of products. We will make efforts to drive scale expansions to meet to high-end 3G subs and to promote data traffic management. More efforts will be made on the smart terminals, expand open channel and strengthen the marketing for 3G services so as to achieve high-quality scale developments. In 2010, the revenue from the wireless service reached 165.4 billion, down by 4.2%. Revenue from PS service declined to 4.6 billion from 11.5 billion in 2009. Excluding PS revenue, the wireless revenue decreased by 0.1%. By the end of 2010, the number of PS subscribers was 16.43 million. With the migration and exit of PS subscribers, the risk in the wireline operation will be further reduced. We will commit to maintain the wireline voice services by strengthening the customer relationship and enhancing customers' stickiness and value via integrated operation and offerings. For 2010 whole year, the wireline broadband service revenue was 54.1 billion, increased by 15%. The number of wireline broadband subscribers increased to 63.48 million, with net addition of 10.02 million during 2010. Mobile broadband ARPU was 77.1. In the next few years, we will maintain the good momentum of development in the wireline broadband service by the following measures. The net addition of broadband subscriber is expected to increase to 12 million next year. First, we will seize the wide coverage of 20 meg access speed to promote bandwidth upsell through the project called Broadband China Fiber Cities. Second, we will adopt the differentiated strategy of market segmentation. Competitive price will be made to low-end user with access speed below 2 meg. For the mainstream broadband user with 2 meg and 4 meg, we will accelerate your bandwidth and enhance the integrated offerings. For the high-end subscribers over 8 meg speed, we will offer premier apps along with the video. Third, led by the plan of e-serving broadband, we will embed traffic-centric service like video, games, and entertainment on the top of basic access so that we can enhance the value of our service through offering various applications. In 2010, the wireline value-added and integrated information services continued to grow steadily, with revenue totaling 28.3 billion. Revenue from key services like the bestong type of information services and IT services reached 6.3 billion and 5.2 billion respectively, up by 15.2% and 30% over the previous year. As for the value-added and integrated information services, we will allocate resources with the support of wireline and wireless broadband networks and integrate services to boost the expansion and penetration of the integrated information services products and applications. And also, we will focus on the opportunities for IDC service from cloud computing so as to strengthen our competitive edge. To recap our achievement in 2010, we keenly noted at our strategy yield remarkable performance. Next, we will, based on the customer segments, carry out differentiated operation by adopting different products and marketing strategies. We aim to attain scale developments. For the government and enterprise customers, we will take advantage of the marketing edge to establish the model of industry applications plus integrated service and differentiated products. We will swiftly replicate and expand those key industry-specific applications and characterize products to gain more high-end and long-term customers. For the public customer, we will leverage integrated edge of broadband 3G and Wi-Fi, set up the model of smartphones plus app stores plus handset browsing. We will also expand the internet application in the centralized way, actively promote repeat business, moreover to promote the mobile traffic to enhance customer value. Next, may I invite Madam Wu to present the company's financial performance. Thank you, Mr. Shang. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I will now present to you our company's financial performance for 2010. In 2010, the company consistently adhered to the customer-focused innovative implementation strategy by adopting the operating strategy of differentiation. We have impressive results. The operating revenue was 2019.4 billion, an increase of 5.4%. Operating expenses is 195.8 billion, up by 4.9%. Net profit increased by 15%, which realized the effective scale development of full service offerings. In 2010, operating expenses were 195.8 billion, accounting for 89.3% of total revenue, down by 0.4 percentage points, of which depreciation and amortization declined by 1.1%, reduced by 1.5 percentage points as a percentage of total revenue, benefited from our efforts to control capex in the prior years. Network operation and support expenses increased by 8.6%, up by 0.6 percentage points, meaning due to the increase in the mobile leasing fee, which has increased to 13.3 billion, up by 58.9%. SG&A increased by 4%, down by 0.2 percentage points, mainly due to rapid and scale developments of mobile service and related marketing expenses. Handset subsidies, up by 20.3%, increased to 12.1 billion, accounting for 25.4% of mobile service revenue. Personnel expense increased to 8.1%, up by 0.4 percentage points, mainly derived from the company's efforts to increase incentives to attract talents and enhance performance-based reward for general staff. Other operating expenses increased by 9.5%, up by 0.3 percentage points, mainly derived from the increase of 67.9% in mobile interconnection expenses, which reached 5.8 billion. At present, the core business mobile broadband and information service are growing on a fast track. Then, we have to control our costs, aiming at two aspects. One is to promote scale development, and the other is to enhance efficiency. To this end, we identified the following points in our cost control strategy. First, optimize resources allocation, driving incremental revenue and consolidating existing revenue via effective cost initiatives. Second, control costs in a rational way so as to increase the efficiency of handset subsidies, administrative and other indirect operating expenses. Third, improve resources department to foster scale development and introduce incentives to enhance staff performance. Fourth, enhance investment structure and increase investment in fiber and broadband rollout to enhance asset utilization. In 2010, the company's capex is further enhanced, mainly including for the following aspects. First, accelerate the progress of FTTH and the project of fiber in copper out to support the scale development in the wireline broadband service. The investment in the broadband and internet increased by 34.3%, accounting for 64.2% of total capex. Second, continuous control the investment in infrastructure and others. The investment dropped by 7% and accounting for 60.6% of total capex. Third, focus on industry-specific applications to enhance investment return. The investment in VAS dropped by 11.7%, accounting for 13.9% of total capex. Fourth, improve the integration of wireline and mobile IT platforms. The IT support investment fell by 11.3% over last year, accounting for 2.9% of total capex. Fifth, ensure investment efficiency and reduce the operating risk. Control deployments in the existing network. Investment in wireless voice increased by 35.4%, contributing 2.4% of total capex. In 2010, the signs showing healthy recovery in the profitability were EBITDA and net profit. EBITDA reached 88.5 billion, up by 7.7%, while the net profit was 15.3 billion, up by 15%. In 2010, our total debt to total capitalization ratio continued to fall to 23.6%. declined by 7.9 percentage points. Net debt to EBITDA ratio was 0.52 times, a decline of 0.34 times compared to 0.86 times at end of last year. In general, our solid financial strength and strong free cash flow will support our sustainable development. In our transformation, we will continue to advance from the traditional financial management to modern corporate value management. The main measures include the following. Foundation business. We will implement the centralized financial management at provincial level. Implement precision management to increase return on investment. Emerging business. We will devise effective management initiatives fitting their dynamics. Internal control, we will strengthen the management of risk control points, risk prevention and assessment system to promote professionalism and informatization in risk management. Through continual efforts, we will reward shareholders with enhanced value. This is the end of presentation. Thank you.